This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You a Monster Mash guy, Hugh?
This song used to be banging back in the day.
Banging back in the day. Still is.
Oh, yeah, I guess tonight it will be. Tonight's going to be, what is it? Tonight's going to be all the provocative outfits that the grown folks going to wear tonight when they go out somewhere.
Yeah, see, I don't live in that world.
Yeah.
I walk around with kids in the neighborhood.
It's going to be a whole lot of cat suits and faux leather. Some of you, never mind.
This is a family show here. What are you about to say?
No, I'm about to say some of y'all need to not wear the outfits that y'all going to probably
wear. Are you
wear
speaking
tonight.
To me?
No, I'm just saying. There are some people.
I have an alien outfit on.
No, I'm just saying there are some people that are going to wear outfits tonight, and they're not. Okay, never mind.
Can I go to the brewery like this?
You can. You're good.
Absolutely.
But you know, there's going to be a few folks that you'd be like, that probably wasn't a good outfit.
So is brewery the move on Halloween night for you?
A brewery? That's where you're going?
Yeah.
It seemed like
I'm at the stage of life. I just walk around the neighborhood with the can.
Yeah, well, I don't have kids. You know.
Yeah, I know. I get it. You trick or treating like that might cause a little.
Oh, yeah. I'm not trick or treating. Just going to have some beers.
You got to put the candy out. I just keep saying it every segment until you agree. I'm more invested in you putting the candy out for the kids tonight than getting you to agree on the Myles Garrett thing. I mean, you're a lost cause, obviously, when it comes to defense stuff. I mean, I would, Hugh, you know what you could do for everyone today? You could make us forget the defense, a luxury, not a necessity take, which I think deep down, Kyle, this is rooted in that.
Oh, he knows it's dying.
Because
oh, no,
if they get Myles Garrett and they pay three first-round picks, your take is dead.
No. Well, my point is still valid because, and this is the truth. Like, out of the top five defenses in the NFL right now, two of them have losing records, and one of them is the Cleveland Browns.
But three have winning records.
No, yeah, but the point I'm making is this. Number one defense has a losing record.
Who would that be?
In the Houston Texans.
Okay.
And
but what are you basing that, points or yards?
I just did total defense. Total defense.
I guess that's
defense.
Yards.
Yeah, so my point is this, that this is an offensive league. And that's what's driving this team. And to my other point is, one of the other team that's in the top five, their best player had 5 sacks, and it didn't help them at all win the game.
Totally. But Myles Garrett here makes a bigger difference.
It's a big difference, but I understand him in this different defense would be a huge difference maker.
Yes.
But the bottom line is this. This is an offensive league. And if you take those three draft picks away, those three first-round draft picks away, you are potentially handicapping your offense.
So we've had a lot of conversation about this last year. I just think it's a great team league. Mm-hmm. How you get to be great is up to you, right? Like, you could put it all on the offense and be a team that has all offense and a little defense. You could have 50-50. I don't view it as you have to have a great offense to win. You need to have a great team. Like, you need
a
defense, too.
But that's how they view it.
Well, I don't know if they do anymore.
Well,
hold on. Here's what we do know, right? So let's just go off of the rumors that have been out there. And these are credit. These aren't just like some guy, right? This is Charles Roberts has covered the NFL for a long time. And then, of course, the last time we heard about this was Jay Glazer, right? When it came to the Micah Parsons rumor. What of the rumors we've heard over the last 3 months, Hugh, that they offered a ton for Micah Parsons, and now they are super hot for Myles Garrett? So I don't know if the Eagles view it as it's an offensive league anymore. I think they view it as they need a pass rusher. Mike Mayock, we know he's evaluated talent for a long time and used to run a team with the Oakland Raiders. He was on with the afternoon show yesterday. Here was his take on the Myles Garrett situation and how realistic this might be.
I think every time a big name guy comes up for trade at the trade deadline, potentially in the rumor mill, somebody's going to assign him to the Eagles. Okay? That's just because how he swacked it. Mm-hmm. Okay? And the media mill is going to push people at the Eagles every year. Does he make sense for the Eagles and or for Cleveland to move? The devil's in the details. And the Eagles would have to figure out a way to get that done, both with the compensation and the salary cap. And also Cleveland would have to get it done. If you're Andrew Berry, their GM, you got to find a way. All that money they just paid him is going to accelerate into dead cap space immediately. So does it even make sense for Cleveland? They already have two first round picks this year, by the way. Mm-hmm. Right? So I get a kick out of all the stuff that gets thrown around. I would say the odds of that happening are less than 5%. Mm-hmm. Maybe less than 1%.
Oh. Mike Mayock raining our parade here.
And see, here's the thing. And that's why, I don't get me wrong, I would love to have Myles Garrett here.
It doesn't sound like it. I mean, Kyle and I ordered the guy's jersey.
Because I'm steeped in logic on this one. And to Mike's point, like, I'm not going to get into minutia because I don't understand all that. But he's talking about it. And like he said, the devil's in the details. How does that line up? And what does that look like? Like, the three first-round draft picks, I know people are like, oh, give it to them.
Yeah.
But the money and everything has to line up to make that happen. Yeah,
for me, I think the money is less of a problem than the draft picks.
No,
the
money's not, but it's the cap ramifications and things of that nature that, like he said, are accelerating.
Yeah, but it would. It would change things. It would change the way the Eagles build their roster in the next couple of years. But sometimes things are worth it. Like, sometimes I think we try to get too logical on this. Like, this reminds me a little bit. Remember,
I think
it was 3 summers ago, we had the conversation when the Angels were thinking about trading away Shohei Ohtani before he hit free agency. Mm-hmm. We had the discussion on this show, should the Phillies, who were trying to win the World Series, trade a lot for the rental that was Shohei Ohtani? I remember people were like, no, you can't do it. Guys, once in a while, there's special, special, special players that you just try to get on your football team. Isn't that how Saquon Barkley got here? The Eagles saw an opportunity to get a special talent, and they put him on the football team. This is not a regular player. This is an all-time kind of player who's probably already a Hall of Famer. I'd give up 3 first-round picks for him. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego is up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Happy Halloween, Philadelphia.
Happy Halloween, Aaron.
If you would allow me to speak for you, I think what he was trying to get out there is that some people tonight are going to think that they look fantastic in their Catwoman outfit or their Spider-Man outfit, when in reality they look like 10 pounds of meat shoved in a 5-pound bag.
I didn't say that.
That's the point that was trying to be made.
Probably better that you said it than you.
So let's look at the elephant in the room right now.
Okay.
Kyle, bravo, my friend. I was absolutely crying for about 5-10. I could not stop laughing. Great costume.
Thank you.
It does fit Kyle. I mean, he fits the profile.
Woody.
Yep.
It is a perfect
big Woody guy
costume for him. And then Joe and Hugh, shame, shame, shame. You guys could have done a lot better with the costumes.
What's wrong with the alien costume I got? And what's wrong with Big Worm over here?
Basically, you basically bought a pajama suit, a onesie.
Yes.
You know, and you stepped into it, you zipped it up and said, I'm in a costume. I mean, there's a lot more other, you know.
That's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. And it's very comfortable.
And my costume is deep. It's Friday.
Oh,
it's Friday.
So would you have not worn that this year if Halloween was on a Thursday?
Probably not.
I didn't realize how
if Halloween would have fell on a weekend. Yeah. I'd have dressed up like the Ghetto Boys that went over y'all head.
With your affinity for Halloween, I would have loved to seen you in that costume. That, remember the neighbor in Home Alone, the old man,
old man Marley, old man, yeah, old man Marley, yeah. Marley.
I mean, you would have been perfect with a trash can and a rake outside your house. You would have scared the heck out of the kids.
Yeah, he was not quite that old, though. That guy was pretty old. So Aaron, you're not training for Myles Garrett? Is that what we're doing here?
You know, I think there's a better chance of Aaron Donald coming out of retirement and wanting to make another Super Bowl run than us getting Myles Garrett. You got to listen to Hugh. He is point on. This is a financial thing. It is not a talent thing. Of course, Eagles fans would love nothing more than to have Myles Garrett on this team. But unfortunately, like we built our defense through the draft the last couple of years, you know, the next couple of years, we're going to have to build our offense through the draft because of the cap situation that we're going to be in.
So I understand your point, but I think we're missing something here. Aaron, appreciate the phone call. Are we missing something? Like, in August, before the season started, the Eagles offered the biggest package for Micah Parsons. The Eagles are telling you very clearly they are willing to allocate huge money on the defensive side. Now, we assumed, as a fan base, all offseason, that huge money was going to Jalen Carter. I don't think the Eagles have watched this season and feel the same way. And if I'm Howie Roseman, I'm not, you know what? Here's $200 million, Jalen Carter, with your one sack this season, your one missed game, your shoulder injury, your wrist injury, and generally just unreliable. Like, if I'm the Eagles, I might reallocate that money. And I think if the Cowboys had accepted their Micah Parsons deal, that's where the money would have went. Obviously, the Cowboys said no, and he's in Green Bay now, and they paid him. But if the Eagles traded for him, they were going to hand him $200 million or $180, whatever the hell he got, just like this. I think the Eagles are very comfortable paying a couple of defensive players. It's a matter of who they are. Parsons, they were comfortable doing it with, and I think they'd be willing to dole out the, you know, pay the rest of this contract for Myles Garrett.
I hear you. And this would be great, but I can't see them giving up three first-round draft
picks. So that's for me, the picks are the harder swallow than the money.
I would love to have him here because I would love to see him putting in work in Philadelphia. Woo! That would be phenomenal. But the three first-round draft picks, for me, it just doesn't feel like that's going to happen. It really, really doesn't.
Sometimes you got to pay for what you
want, though. I agree. But that is too rich for a league that has thrived – over the years for finding stars every year.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Jeans, the Quinyon Mitchells.
Sure.
You know, the guys like that. The guys that fall in the draft. Just think about it. Guys that fall in the draft in the first round, we don't have the opportunity to get him for at least three seasons.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that doesn't happen anymore.
So yes, but there's also other ways to recoup draft picks, right? Like, again, this offseason.
I mean, you can, but where's your capital? Because like I said, Lane is getting older. Mm-hmm. Lane, Jordan, he's not having a great season, not looking to replace him. But you have to replenish those offensive lineman ranks. And one of the biggest issues that we've had this season is offensive lineman depth. You know, and now you're talking about potentially giving away three first-round draft picks, and we're kind of handicapping the future of the franchise.
So I guess really when you kind of work through this, what matters more right now, the next five or the next 1.5, right? Like this one and next year.
Yeah.
Because you're right. It would change the next 5 years. It would change. First round picks are super valuable commodities, Hugh. And the 2030 Eagles may suffer because if they gave away 3 straight first round picks. I mean, that would hurt any franchise. But the 2025 and 26 Eagles may win 3 straight Super Bowls. Like, I can't get into Jeffrey and Howie's heads. They've already won 2 Super Bowls, right?
Yeah.
In
10 years.
Right. So maybe when you think about your goals as an organization, there's not many franchises in the course of the whole league that have ever had that dynasty word next to them, right? You go to the Packers with Lombardi, you can go to the Steelers, you could go to the 49ers, Cowboys, Patriots, Chiefs. It's a select group. Like the Eagles have already gone from the time around when you got here, Hugh, from a bad franchise to a very good one. But to go to from a good one to a great one to a dynasty, it might be worth it.
And you're making a compelling argument, no question about it, Joe. But I think about when I think about what the Eagles are potentially going to give up, immediately the Dallas Cowboys come to mind. Now, they're playing well now, but they've been mediocre for about, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
Okay, I might.
30.
About 30. Yeah. Okay, did we go in there? Because I was trying to be nice. About 20 years, though, right?
It's been 30.
And we're talking about they went from the pinnacle of the National Football League to pop, and we're trying to figure out what Jerry's, you know, what he's doing or how he's building his team. And the Eagles, on the other hand, have sustainability on their side. Now, they've only won since Jeffrey's been here. They've been to 3 Super Bowls, right? Since Jeffrey's been the owner of the Philadelphia. Oh, I'm sorry, because they lost 2.
Right, 04, 17, yeah, 22, 24.
They've been to 4. But the bigger picture to me is, and the bigger thing to me is, the whole time that he's been here, he's been relevant. Like, that's huge. This team has grown, and they've become more and more relevant every year. Mm-hmm. I think, and that to me comes from having good draft picks and sustainability as far as winning football games. The Dallas Cowboys don't have that. Now, it's almost one of those things where you look at it and the pie in the sky looks great, but what does that mean for your next 5 years?
I have 5 words for you worry about the next 5 years. Scared money,
don't make money.
I mean, that's it. See, you're playing with scared money over there.
Hey, when you're playing, my money's like playing with my emotions.
Listen, I mean, that you are
the definition of scared money, don't make money. I get it, and you're right. To a certain extent, you're right. You're right. Scared money don't make money. But I'm more afraid of being mediocre.
So
you're afraid already.
I mean, terrified. And I'm going to say something that I think most people may not like to hear. But Kyle's brought this up in recent weeks or months when we've had these discussions. When we say 3 first round picks, we think 3 hits, right? Like that's the best case scenario.
Yeah, we do.
There's a real chance if we keep the picks and don't get Miles Garrett.
Three swings.
Right. So there's a real chance that one or two of those guys are busts.
Totally agree.
So like we look at it as what we could do with that asset could be great. And also the reality is one or two is probably going to be a bust anyway.
And by the way, your draft doesn't start and end with your first round pick.
It does not.
Cooper DeJean was a 2nd. Jalen Hunt was a 3rd. Like
Jordan Mailata was a 7th.
Yeah, like the fact that we've been able to hit on some of these later round draft picks, like that's not your only shot.
No, it's not your only shot.
And I would still trade my entire draft for Myles Garrett this year.
Listen, let's go get the guy. Come on, Jamal and Philly's up on WIP. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? What's up, Hugh? What's up, Kyle?
Good morning, Jamal. What are you thinking?
Good morning. I definitely would do it, but I would try to get on back. Like A.J. Brown, you could probably get something for him. What's up, Tanner McKee? So you're kind of giving the money back with A.J. Brown. And I'll do it. Like, I'll do it, but I'll try to work on getting them back. And y'all just made another good point, too, about, you know, we scored, like, in the 2nd round, the 3rd round, and even 7th round with our picks, too. And I feel like Myles Garrett, you're getting 2 players, meaning they got to double-team them. So it's like, you know, you got Jalen Carter getting double-teamed, him getting double-teamed, and them still, you know, doing damage. So I definitely would do it.
Yeah, and Jamal, it's a great point on the impact Garrett could have. Because and good phone call, man. Hugh, I'm concerned about the secondary, the second corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said the last few weeks that to me that is the bigger need. But there's not a Deion Sanders out there to go get, right?
Nah.
There's not a Hall of Fame corner that's probably available and in his prime. There's a Hall of Fame pass rusher. So, I mean, If they get Myles Garrett and they have Jalen Carter and they rev him up over the course of the season, Nolan Smith comes back. I think you can get away with a weakness at outside corner because those guys could get to the quarterback so quickly, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, he's definitely a factor.
Yeah.
There's no doubting that. But when you look, and the flip side, I know we don't care about Cleveland. We don't care about Cleveland.
Don't care about Cleveland.
We don't care about Cleveland, but
come on.
I care about Cleveland in this sense. It makes no sense for them. Myles Garrett went on this whole tour to get out of Cleveland, and they paid the man. And then all of a sudden, and I know they're a bad team,
bad,
and all of a sudden,
bad.
They trade away the face of their franchise, because that's what we're talking about.
Well, but are they ever going to compete while he's in his prime?
No.
Right, so then.
And he knows that, and
they
he still
know
took the money.
Yeah. But that you said earlier, it's like an NBA thing. This is like, I think Dame Lillard did that, right? I want to leave. I want to leave. Oh, give me my money. Oh, I still want to.
Yeah,
like
he took the money.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time.
I don't. That's why, to me, I'm not saying that this rumor doesn't have legs, but it makes no sense. It really makes no sense.
See, I think it does if everyone just puts their guard down for a second. Like, mm-hmm. I know the he's the face of their franchise that just paid him, so it's embarrassing to have to move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles, the three first-round picks is an enormous payment. But, like, the Eagles are this close to a dynasty. The Browns are irrelevant with that kind of player. I think if everyone just drops the act with these two. Mm-hmm. And look, Andrew Berry used to work here. Him and Howie have a great relationship. They work together. I mean, it may just be like a, hey, man, he makes more sense here. You could use the draft picks more than us. Let's just do it.
The Browns just got mauled, and he had 5 sacks in the game.
5. They lost by, like, what, 19 points?
Drop the act.
I mean, they
Everyone
have no chance. They have no chance with them.
Drop the act is crazy.
Just trade him here. Let's go to Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, Alien Hugh? I got Debo Hugh. I mean, Debo Douglas. Super Woody over there, Kyle.
What's up, man?
Super Woody's crazy.
I've seen these costumes, and y'all killed me. But honestly, I think that, like, how many first like draft picks do we have this year for 2026? Like, double digits?
It was that, Matt. Like, I mean, they traded away a couple to get, like, Mechie and to get Tank Bigsby, but I think it's still probably around 9 draft picks. They still have a lot.
Okay. So, I mean, that's still a lot. We know and trust Howie's hand when it comes to drafting. So he can make something shape in later rounds. We already see that come to fruition. I think that we need to just throw the whole house to sink and Hugh Douglas at him too. Because, I mean, they can keep Hugh in that wig they got from his auntie.
Yes.
We need to get Myles Garrett.
I feel.
I mean, what
are
we talking about?
Matt, I feel the hate.
No, you know what feels the hate? That wig. It also feels the hate from them lights. You understand me? It's probably burning. Check the fire extinguisher. Listen, all I'm saying, y'all, on this Halloween Friday, y'all scare me like the front office in these stories. You scare me. Like, I think how are we going to do it? If they want to do it, we got it. Everybody's so quick to give up A.J. Brown, but I think that, honestly, it's nothing but reshaking the numbers and giving people restructuring contracts. Jalen's such a good person. You're getting paid $50 million. He can take a restructured contract bonus signing deal, and they free up $20 million on the books. Like, he can definitely go in there and be Dexter's Laboratory with the numbers. Is whether or not they actually want to give him up.
Matt, because that's a great point.
He said Dexter's Laboratory. Yeah. You can hear that's the old school.
It's a great,
right,
it's a great point on the Jalen
like
contract,
that
Matt.
Yeah. See, Matt.
That's a good phone call, Matt. He brought up a really good point on the Jalen thing, right? So we're talking about numbers and money. What do the top quarterbacks do every couple years?
They restructure.
Restructure. When Mahomes signed his deal, it was like 10 years or 12 years, right? It was a lot of money, but they built in every few years, they move money around. They give them kind of the money up front because they know they're going to keep them anyway, and push the money to the back, and it frees up more room for them to pay other guys. If Jalen keeps playing well and his future here is secure, right? They're not questioning if they're going to need to get another quarterback. If Jalen plays well and stays healthy, that he's at the point of his career where he could do that, where they can move money back, give him a bonus up front, create some extra cap space here. The one thing I'm not worried about is the money. Howie will make the money work. 3 first-round picks is a huge amount. I understand that. We all do. But we're talking about a player that you can compare with a straight face to Reggie White. He has the most sacks ever before the age of 30 in the history of the NFL. He just had, again, I'm going to read this stat again because it almost feels made up. The Eagles' edge rushers halfway through this season have 4.5 sacks. When you remove the 1.5 from Za'Darius Smith, who retired, they have 3 sacks from edge guys on the active roster. Myles Garrett has 10 by himself. We're hot for Myles Garrett. At least I am. Kyle is. Hugh Douglas over here put his logic cap on today. I mean, on a Friday, dressed like that, you're being logical. Have you thought about it? You're being logical here.
On a Friday, dressed like that is crazy.
I mean, well, look at us. I'm an alien.
No. But to your point.
Big worm over here.
Big worm. No, to your point, though, Joe.
And Woody.
It doesn't line up.
It does, though.
It lines up so well.
It lines up for you two.
Yeah, back to back. We're trying to go back to back.
We're trying to go, and we still are in great position to go back to back.
I don't think he wants to go back to back.
I do want to go back to back.
I don't think he thinks he can.
You know how hard it is to go back to back?
It's a lot easier for me.
I mean, it is, but I don't see this happening. I really don't.
I'm 30, man.
Pie in the sky.
I got plenty of time to go back.
Pie in the sky. Miles, it would be great, though. I would love to see.
Sometimes you need a boost to go back to back. Miles Garrett's the boost.
That's the shameless blue chew.
There it is. 215-592-9494. All right. Your calls on this. Would you give up 3 first-round picks for Myles Garrett? I would do it. Kyle would. Hugh Douglas put his logic cap on and doesn't want to give up 3 first-round picks. All right. This is now the second time the Eagles have been rumored to pursue a big-money pass rusher. What does that say about their future plans? Let's unpack this here. What kind of the elephant in the room of this? We'll unpack it, what it means, what they're trying to tell us here. Yeah, that's why we got the elephant. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.